above me? The one, the life of men. Yes, God. Lift holy hands. Yes, God. I will bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. God, I come before you, Jesus. God, lifting holy hands, Jesus. God, that you are a God who came down unto your people. And God, you prayed, God, that my faith fail not. You are more than a conqueror already. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed are thou fingers that play the instruments, the lungs that bloweth the sweet smelling words unto me. Yes, God. Blessed are your hands when you ask me and I give you and you lift your hands. Blessed are your hands. Blessed are your hands of repentance. The hands of repentance are the blessed ones. Though you have not, you shall receive. Hands of repentance. Yes, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ever so careful, God, to give it all the honor and all the glory and all the praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Oh, come on, give him a praise. You don't know what your spirit is praising him for.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
you, Jesus. Sometimes you wonder, yes, sir. Shine on me. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you for the light that shines from above. Prayerfully, Lord, it shines from you through us to the world. Lord, sometimes we wonder about the darkness, but Lord, we know you have the light. Right now, Lord, as we look to your word, I'm asking, Lord, that you make me your mouthpiece, your sounding board. Something I may say will draw people to you and not ever drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Truly, it's a blessing to be found in the house of the Lord. We take this for granted. So many times down through history, we have not been able to worship freely. Even in present day, over in Egypt, the Christians in Egypt are being persecuted. We know that that's predominantly an Arab region, but there are Christians in the land of Egypt. Churches being bombed and shot up. We know that trouble can come anywhere. Amen. But we are so blessed to be able to assemble and worship the one true God. Giving honor to God, the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Dr. Huey Lawson, our Pastor Emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and all of you. Going to talk a little while this morning about something that we all deal with every day. And we all want to have gain. All of us want to add to what we got. Amen? Amen. Some of us want more than what we used to have. Some of us just simply want to have something because we didn't have nothing from the get-go. So whether we want to add or we just want to have, we all want to have gain. Amen. So for a little while today, go with me to the book of Mark, 8th chapter. Mark 8th chapter, verse number 34 is where I'm going to start at. Mark 8. Verse 34. Everybody want to have a little bit more. Amen. Even us Christians, we want to have a little more. Amen. We take inventory every now and then to see how we're doing. You know, even a Christian has a financial plan. Amen. Amen. Mark the 8th chapter, starting at verse 34, says it like this. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. We'll talk about it a little while today. Gain versus loss. Gain versus loss. Like I said, we all want to have a little something, something. Amen. Usually nobody wants to go through life without accumulating something, some of life's comforts. Oh, yeah. Amen. But it has its place. Amen. And it has its limitations. You know, as I remember the retail business years ago, I remember that as one of the assistant managers of the little store I worked, we always were concerned with year-to-date gains. Right, right. Amen. Gain versus loss. We always wanted to have a gain. Yeah. Amen. A gain or a loss was determined by what happens at the end of the month. Amen. You know, I remember at the end of the month, right before the tallies go in, a little trick in retail, we write up a whole lot of sales, amen, put them in a drawer. When the month rolls over and we get some fresh tallies, we bring those sales back and mark them as refunds, yeah. Amen. So when the company looks at your tallies, they say, well, you know, you had some sales, amen. That'll work for a little while, amen, until they catch on, amen. But you always want to have a loss. Now, I don't know if you can do that with your bills, amen. Now, we use the old phrase, rob Peter to pay Paul. Amen, amen. But look, Peter don't want to get robbed all the time either, amen. Pretty soon you're going to have to start paying Peter and robbing Paul. Then everybody going to wind up losing, amen. You know, a loss was determined by tallies, and that was detrimental to the individual salesman. It was detrimental to my pocket, the check I took home. Loss was detrimental to the store. We worked in the mall. I worked in the mall. So if we had a loss, the salesman lost, the store lost, then the mall, they wanted they cut. So the mall lost too, amen, if you're running a loss. And like I said, this was tallied month to month. Amen. But let me tell you something. You know, when the sales month was over, it was over. Amen. Unless you did something to jimmy your sales, when it was over, it was over. Amen. You can't call time back. Amen. So whatever you had to do, you needed to do it before time was called to a halt. Amen. Amen. When the tallies go in, it just go in. You know, but let me tell you something about worldly gain. Worldly gain. You know, everything in the world appeals to your senses. Everything. Look, worldly gain can look good. Look, it can smell good. Worldly gain can feel good. But it might not be good for you. Amen? You know, but why give up everlasting gain for temporal things? Amen. Why give up everlasting gain for something that's not going to last till the next day? Amen. You know, now we think that we're getting something of value when we do that, but we already have something of value. Amen. It's called the soul. It's valuable. Yeah. It's divine. It's from God. It was paid for by Jesus. It's valuable. And the devil wants it too. There's a war. There's a bidding war for your soul. Yeah. Amen. But you got to be smart enough that when that person knocks on your door and misrepresents themselves, you got to be smart enough to catch that. Amen. You know, so when the devil knocks on your soul and misrepresents himself as gain, you got to realize that that might be gain now, but that's going to be a loss later on. But he wraps it up in a pretty package. He makes it smell good, makes it look good, make it twist when it walks, whatever you like. Amen. Genesis 2 and 7 says it like this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. Your soul is valuable. Amen. Don't try to gain the whole world and lose the most valuable thing you already have, and that's your soul. Amen. You see, sometimes you find out that things are more valuable than you think they are. When I was a kid in Woodside, we used to go around, they had them big old ditches back then. We used to go around and throw rocks in the ditches when we see a Coke bottle that was laying in the ditch. And we take pride in who could hit the bottle. But then we found out that the bottle was worth a nickel. Amen. So look, the bottles that we used to break, when we found out it was worth something, we started getting down in that ditch and getting them bottles and taking them to the local store and getting a nickel a bottle. Amen. We found out before it was too late that the bottles were worth something. Don't wait till it's too late to find out that your soul is worth something. It's worth eternal gain. It doesn't tarnish. And like the rings and jewelry that we have, I don't care how many carats you get. Amen. Sooner or later, it's going to tarnish. It doesn't fade away. Jesus wants us. This is what you need to know. He wants us to have game. Some folk don't want you to have anything. Amen. Can I get it with some people roll their eyes, talk about you, try to knock you down when you have something. But the Lord wants us to have gain. It's his will for us to have gain. We look at verse 34 again, and it says it like this. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto him, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. You know, when you deny self, that means to deny the world. Amen. Deny things of a bad report. Don't follow the world. Yeah. Follow Jesus. Amen. 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 Pick up your trials and your troubles and follow him. Yeah. Jesus wants the saved and the unsaved to know that he is available. He's available. Yeah. Said this to his disciples and the regular people. Amen. Amen. He wants us to know this. It's knowledge. It's wisdom coupled with knowledge. He wants us to know that he wants us to be saved. Amen. Verse 35 says something else. Said, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Amen. You know, loss of the world is gain for the soul. Oh, yes. Amen. Sooner or later, you'll find out that you didn't need all that stuff anyway. Can I get a witness? Amen. The older I get, I'm walking around the house looking at, I don't need that. Amen. Amen. Too big to wear this. Amen. That's too old. Amen. I get rid of everything but my guitars and my wife. They ain't going nowhere. Amen. But you'll find out you don't need that stuff. Amen. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater, listen to this, is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We shouldn't dread losing our life, providing it's for the cause of Christ. Amen. Oh, I know mortality strikes a chord in all of us. Amen. But, you know, to die in Christ is gain. Isn't that right? Amen. At 60 years old, I tell people all the time, I got 10 more years that I'm on borrowed time. Amen. Anybody here over 70, you're on borrowed time. Amen. Amen. But look, if you're in Christ, everything is all right. Amen. Verse 36, for what shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world, all this stuff, and lose his own soul? Now, let's look back at profit and loss at Radio Shack years ago. You see, a loss meant no bonus, no promotion, no longevity. You keep running a loss, them people going to send you a pink slip, amen? And no peace, because when you get fired and take that pink slip home to your wife, you ain't got no peace. So a loss is bad for everybody. But the loss of a soul means the same thing. No salvation, no everlasting life, and no peace. Because as long as you burn in hellfire, it ain't going to be no peace, no day for the rest of eternity. Amen. If you think your wife is mad at you because you lost your job, you ought to try dying and going to hell. It's going to be way worse than that. Amen. Verse 37. Just a little recap says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What do we have to give in exchange for a soul? What's valuable enough? The answer is nothing. No thing. Nothing. Amen. I don't care how much money it is. I don't care how many cars you got, how big your house is. If they can dig a grave when you die to put all of that stuff in it, all of that's going to rot too. Amen. It's going to rot just like you're going to rot. Job 1:21 said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. It does not matter how much you got. Doesn't matter how much you accumulate here. Doesn't matter how much of the world you want to gain. Amen. You don't want to give away your soul for any of that. Amen. So when we talk about gain versus loss, we know that we have eternal gain in Christ. Amen. And he came into this world in order to give us gain. And I'm so glad about it. Amen. Because the world without Jesus would have been a bad place. Can I get a witness? Amen. And my Bible tells me that when he was born, the angels sing. Amen. And not only that, his mother rejoiced. Amen. He came so that we may have a right to the tree of life. So if you're worried about gain, let me tell you one thing. Amen. The stock market, it has its place. And I hope that your stock rises in order for you to make a little money. Can I get a witness? On your job, I hope and pray that you have gain on your job. Amen. I hope that the promotions are frequent and the reward is good. Can I get a witness? If you're trying to have a family, I hope that you have gain. I used to ask God for children. Amen. He gave me 4. Amen, amen. I believe I could have had about 7 or 8, but my wife got tired. Amen. But if you want gain, you ought to get down on your knees and tell God about it. Can I get a witness? You see, when they arrested him in the Garden of Gethsemane, it may not have looked like it, but that was gain for me. Isn't that right? When they marched him from Judgment Hall to Judgment Hall, it might have looked bad, but that was gain for me. Isn't that right? And when they whipped him all night long, it might have hurt my Lord and your Lord, but that was gain for me. Oh, isn't that right? And when when they marched him up that old dusty hill, amen, and nailed him on that old rugged piece of wood, that might have hurt Jesus, but that was gain for you, and it was gain for me. Isn't that all right? And then they got biggity about it. Start piercing him in the side with a sword, with a spear. But that was gain for you, and it was gain for me. And then in the ninth hour, he hung his head. Thank you, Lord, in the locks of his shoulders. Oh, yes, he did. He died. He died. He died for you. He died for me. And that was gain for me. But then they took his body and laid it in an old borrowed tomb. Can I get a witness? 3 days later, Early one Sunday morning, when the disciples were still asleep, early one Sunday morning, before the chicken got up, early one Sunday morning, when the Roman soldiers were still asleep, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and that's gain for me. Good morning, Mount Calvary. Do you want to have gain? Do you want to have gain? You want to have more? Do you want to have everlasting gain? Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. But that ain't all. I got one more part of this story. When he come back, oh yes, he's coming back. When the sky parts and the Lord calls time to halt, when he come back to get me and to get you, that's going to be eternal gain. That's going to be everlasting gain. That's going to be infinite gain. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you want to go? Are you ready? See ya! See ya! So do what you need to do to make a living. It's all good. I've done it. Still doing it. Amen. Do what you need to do. I hope you have success. If you bought stock in Walmart, I hope that it comes to fruition. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. I don't know if they still sell savings bonds, but if you got some of them, I hope everything turns out all right. But you better get down on your knees and tell God about it. And tell God, Lord, I don't know where my bank account is going to be next week. I don't know how my stock is going to rise or how it's going to fall. But I plead the blood of Jesus on my soul, and I want to have eternal gain. Is there anybody here that wants to come and have eternal gain? Now's your time. Gain versus loss. Nobody wants to lose. I didn't want to lose at Radio Shack 40 years ago. I don't want to lose now. Nobody wants to lose. We all want gain. There's nothing wrong with it. Huh? Jesus said he come that we may have life, and not just regular life, life more abundantly. We're supposed to have. Amen? Don't let nobody tell you what you ain't supposed to have. God gave it to you. You're supposed to have it. Amen. But none of it, none of it, none of it is equal to your soul. Amen. I invite you to Jesus right now. Might be somebody that wants to come. And the thing about coming to Jesus, it doesn't matter what you have physically. It doesn't matter what your bank account is. It doesn't matter where you live. None of that matters. You can come and get gain right now. Why don't you stand, please, if you can? It might be somebody that wants to come. It might be somebody.